Dark matter, how's that taste? Find out as the Happy Mastiff does his best to explain everything he knows about dark matter on the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. It sure is good to be here with you tonight. I've brought an old friend back to visit with all of us this evening. I'd like you to say hello to my buddy, Pete Peters. How you doing, Pete Peters?
I'm doing really good today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Sure is good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
It's weird to see me again?
No, I said it's good.
Oh, okay.
Are you making fun of my voice?
I thought you said it's weird to see me again. Have you seen our buddy from the last episode you were on? What was that guy's name?
Something, John the Interrupter?
John the Interrupter.
I haven't seen him, but do you know someone named Crispy Carl?
Crispy Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I know Crispy Carl. I've had him on the show. He talked about reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
You have? Listen to the show?
Totally, totally I do.
It was the second episode.
Was it? I must have skipped the name.
What brings you here tonight, Pete Peters?
Well, he...
What'd you come to tell us about?
He mentioned in mid-conversation dark matter.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't.
Are you here to tell us about dark matter?
No, I don't know nothing about that.
Then you want me to tell you about dark matter?
Yeah, because he just said dark matter randomly.
He did?
Yeah.
That's a strange thing. So you want me to tell you about dark matter?
Yes, right now.
You know I'm a mastiff, right?
You are?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Oh. I can tell you. Truth be told, I can tell you a few things about dark matter. I'm having a hard time understanding what it has to do with holidays.
I don't understand that either. I don't think it has anything to do.
Well, first off, have you ever tasted dark matter?
Not recently.
Not recently?
I may have at one point.
I have.
What does it taste like?
I taste it every day. You're not going to believe me. Fudge.
No way.
Yeah, dark matter tastes like fudge.
No way.
Okay.
But wait, if you're a mastiff,
yeah.
How do you know what fudge tastes like?
That's a really good point to Pete Peters. I'm not supposed to eat chocolate. Quit poking holes in all my theories.
Oh, okay.
Dark matter tastes like fudge, and that's all there is to it.
We got any dark matter lying around so we can eat it?
Actually, not as much as I thought I did, because I'll tell you about that. I actually do know a few things about dark matter.
Okay,
so, do you know where the theory of dark matter starts?
In space.
It does start in space. Good job, Pete Peters. Okay, so people, scientists, looking through telescopes, looking out at the galaxy, looking out at the stars and everything that we can see from our beautiful planet Earth. They look around at all the stars and the size of our galaxy and all the other objects in the galaxy. They're like, wait a second. There doesn't seem to be enough objects to create enough gravity to hold all those stars in place. We should be flinging stars out of the Milky Way.
Whoa!
I know, which would be interesting to see, but we don't want it to happen.
Right, that sounds dangerous.
Okay. So scientists started to come up with this theory, like, there's something creating the gravity, holding all the stars and all the other celestial objects in the galaxy, but maybe we can't perceive it. Either it's not reflecting light, or it's not generating heat, or something. It's just this kind of dark matter.
Whoa!
I know.
You blew my mind!
Almost every other episode, my mind is blown by some amazing piece of scientific evidence or historical fact, and it makes me actually kind of happy that I blew your sort of simple mind.
My brain hurts.
It's okay. It's going to be all right. So,
Where am I?
Dark matter. You're in the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special Studio.
Hi, Happy Mastiff.
You never left. Oh. Welcome to the show. Okay. It gets more interesting. So they're thinking there's dark matter. It's this stuff. We don't know what it is. We've never seen it. I claim to have tasted it, but they don't talk to me about it. And, we only know what's there because of the evidence that something's making all this gravity.
Right.
But then something happened pretty recently. I'm not a scientist. I'm going to do my best. Okay, you know, there's somebody finally actually made a photograph of a black hole.
Right.
Nobody's been able to photograph a black hole before. They got a whole bunch of telescopes to work together. And computers, maybe a computer, I don't know. Like composited all these separate images into an image of a black hole.
Right.
Well, they don't just use it for black holes. They just use it to look at space. Now they can see deeper and further into space and see things they never saw before. And you know what they discovered?
Another planet?
Well, probably. Amongst other things, they discovered there's way more things out there than we thought before. There's lots and lots of objects. We just didn't have the ability to see them. So you know what that says about dark matter?
It's there.
No. It says maybe there's not any dark matter.
Oh,
maybe
my.
There are enough objects to create enough gravity to hold the galaxy together.
So dark matter doesn't exist.
Well, they haven't dismissed dark matter entirely, but they're going, we may have been wrong, and we might not get to eat so much fudgy good dark matter.
Well, now I want to try it.
I know. I'll see what I can do. I can rustle you up some. That's all I got for you about dark matter, buddy. I wish I could tell you more.
I see.
As a scientist, maybe I could do better. So you know what the next best thing is?
Is it a song?
It's absolutely a song, good buddy.
Oh boy!
Okay. Maestro, let's play some music. There might not be dark matter. There might not be dark matter. There might not be dark matter, but there is lots of space. Oh yeah.
That was very beautiful singing.
Isn't that a gem of a song? Don't you love that song?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard it somewhere before.
I like to sing it all year long.
I think Chris...
We probably heard it on the radio, in the shopping centers.
I think I heard Crispy Carl wrote it.
Did he?
Yeah, he told me. He tells me a lot of things.
I'm going to have Crispy Carl on again. It was a good show. I appreciate you coming and let me tell you some things. But I think it's time to end the show.
All right.
Let's hit that theme song.
Okay.
There it is. Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Thanks. Good night, folks.